We were supposed to be talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff, and hopefully we will be able to reach her soon. She's not on the line with us right at the moment, but I know that she was out doing a few things, and hopefully she will be back shortly and she can join us. But let me just tell you what has been going on, what happened to me over the weekend. Over the weekend, I was working on my computer, and I was snacking on some macadamia nuts that were right next to me. And my two little puppies came in, and they were so annoying that I finally just took a handful of the macadamia nuts. There are only about 6 to 8 of them. Thank God I didn't get them anymore. But I threw them on the floor in front of me, and the little dogs ate them right up. Well, I woke up the next morning. You know, we all went to bed. Nothing was wrong with the dogs when we went to bed. I woke up the next morning, and the littlest of the dogs could not move his back legs. He was dragging himself on his front legs. So I called my vet, bundled the dog up, put him in the car, and took off to the vet. The vet could not find anything wrong with him. Took his temperature. His temperature was normal. There was just absolutely nothing wrong with the little dog at all. Well, then I came home, and when I opened the door, I saw that the second dog was doing the same exact thing, using his front feet to drag his hind feet forward. And so I knew immediately that the dog didn't fall off the bed, which is what the first vet had told me. Probably the dog had either been in a fight with his brother and had fallen off the bed, or something that had damaged his nerves, and this was causing the paralysis. Well, I realized that it had to be something that they ate. So I just put hind paralysis dogs poisoning, and immediately it came up macadamia poisoning. And I've now just been told that Dr. Robin Falkoff is with us. Welcome, Robin.
Hi, Ray. Good to be with you.
Good to be with
and
you.
And so happy that your babies know they.
Well, I am too. Now, when I finally called the second vet, because my first vet had gone home and I couldn't get anyone to tell me what I could do, so I called the second vet, and he was a mobile vet, and he asked me all sorts of questions. You know, about how many macadamia nuts did they eat? And I said it was about 4 apiece. And how much do they weigh? And how long has it been? Well, it was, if you can catch them immediately, you can make them throw up. And if you catch it soon enough, you can give them activated charcoal. But it was too late for that. And so he told me that it would take about 48 hours and they would be back to normal, that he had never heard of any dogs dying of the macadamia toxicity. Well, I also talked to Robin in this time, and she reminded me of a little far infrared healing device that I had bought through her when I was having just horrible problems with my teeth. I was in an accident, had the teeth knocked out at the gum line, and then had to have the roots removed. So if you can imagine how that felt. So I used her light machine to heal myself during that time. There was no pain, there was no bleeding, there was nothing. So I knew the light machine worked. Well, I spent all day Sunday. I gave them the I can't even remember the time frame now, but I spent like 24 hours working on these dogs with that light machine. And 24 hours after they had ingested the macadamia nuts, they were up and walking, and maybe 36 hours, they were totally back to normal. And so I don't know if it was the light machine or if they hadn't just eaten, if they hadn't eaten enough macadamia nuts, to last for 48 hours, but my babies are back to normal now. And Robin, you have been warning about the dangers to our furry family members for years now.
Yes, I made all of this information available at the time. It was over a year ago when we had the there was a pet food recall that was so widespread about the use of melamine in animal foods and what they, the reason why they use melamine. I posted a really good article with there was a recent batch of contamination, and the reason they use melamine is because it changes the analysis when they're testing for the percentage of protein. It increases the nitrogen content, and that will give a false test result for a higher amount of protein. So they cheat like that, and our pets get poisoned. You have babies in China that died, that are paralyzed, that are critically ill, that are permanently damaged. You've got people around the world that have been affected by this contamination, but the big problem is that a lot of it doesn't get reported for what it is. Someone goes in and they have the symptoms, and you don't have many physicians or vets that go through the whole list of what was eaten, what's the diet, where were you, what's new, what's changed, what's in your environment, what's in your home. And those things are critical in the world we live in now, because there is so much that pollutes our environment, it's almost overwhelming. So everybody, we all need to be well informed. And I made this information available. It's on my website, healthfreedomrights.com. You have to scroll down. Ray made a very important observation to me that there's a blank spot in the page on my homepage. That's not where it ends, but there's a wonderful link for lace and leather. It's laceandleather.com, and the information there is amongst the best that I have found. And would you like me to read through some of these, Ray?
I would love it. And it's lace to leather.
Lace to leather. Thank you.
Yeah, yes. laceandleather.com.
Yeah, the other links don't work, and I will go back in and update my site. I just didn't have the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have things that you take for granted. Then you have things that, you know, some people are familiar with. The reviews are always good. Avocados, the fruit, the pit, and the plant are toxic to dogs. They have a toxic component called persin, which can damage the heart, lung, and other tissues in many animals. The high fat can trigger stomach upset, vomiting, even an inflammation of the pancreas. So, symptoms that you look for with all your pets for many different types of poisoning would be difficulty breathing. You know, if you see your pet lying on its side and the tongue is protruding and the breath is labored and heavy, abdominal enlargement, abnormal fluid accumulations in the chest, stomach, and, well, around the heart, you wouldn't know, but if you see, you know, the swelling and the labored breathing, then you know something is a problem. And there's no, you know, definitive amount that will cause these harmful reactions. So this is something you just stay away from, avocados. Onions can destroy red blood cells and cause anemia, weakness, breathing difficulty, and that could be even the smallest amount. And those of you with little tiny pets, you have to realize that, you know, a teeny tiny amount of just a little food scrap from your plate can be enough to make them deathly ill. Large amounts of garlic cause the same problems as onions. You know, you can give a small amount of garlic, but you have to make sure that that's all it is. And then you always have to keep in mind the size of your pet. Grapes and raisins can cause kidney failure. And that's something that was first in the media, I guess, about, 6 or 7 years ago. I had no idea, and then suddenly all these cases came up. So I really wonder if it is the grape or the raisin, or if it's something about the pesticides with which they're sprayed.
I don't know, but my dog, my golden retriever, loves grapes.
Yeah, and I had dogs that loved them also.
And now I can never eat grapes in front of him again because he begs grapes.
Yeah, no, it's not worth it. It's too scary. Then you have all the nightshade family plants, tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, eggplant, and the alkaloid in those plants just says that it can be very harmful for humans, is harmful for pets, and that is solanine. So as the fruit ripens, the tomato will metabolize that. So if it's a very ripe tomato, it's less of a problem. Just like when you're peeling a potato and you see that green color is under the peel, mm-hmm. that's harmful to eat. And the symptoms of poisoning with nightshade can be just general weakness, drooling, difficulty breathing, upset stomach, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. You want to check the pupils to see if they're widely dilated. So that would mean that black center is very large. There can be paralysis, heart problems, central nervous systems, and the pet can even go into a coma and die. So these are very, very dangerous foods that have to be avoided. The same thing with nutmeg. That can cause tremors.
And with tomatoes, I mean, just think of all of us. I raise tomatoes in the summer. My dogs, mm-hmm. you know, bite the tomato leaves. I'm going to have to be more careful next year when I raise my tomatoes.
Yeah, you might have to put a little, fence thing around.
Yeah, some sort of net around them so that they can't get those leaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you started saying something about nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
I mean, how many of us will feed a dog a cookie that has nutmeg in it?
Yeah, and nutmeg couldn't cause tremors, seizures, and death. Nutmeg is something... Oh, there are so many different herbs and spices that have medicinal uses, and if you go too far, then they can be toxic. And there was a period, I don't know how many years ago, when people were trying all kinds of things to get high, and the lethal dose for nutmeg is very close to the amount that will give you hallucinations. So I don't think that is a really wise chance to take.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I know is caffeine causes
yes.
problems. And I know dogs that love coffee.
Yes.
And people give their dogs coffee just because the dogs love it.
And, you know, there's so much we take for granted. And then you think, oh, well, I gave my dog coffee at home. We're out taking a walk. And I got a Starbucks or some other kind. I have no idea, you know, which brands make it stronger or what, you know, who it would be to watch out for. You just have to avoid it. But you think, okay, my dog lapped a little bit from the saucer. Let me give him some of this. And it's something that is brewed differently, much stronger, and it can wind up killing them.
And it might even have nutmeg in it.
That's another good point, yes.
Yeah, because Starbucks puts nutmeg on top of their coffee. Many
yeah.
times.
You know, and the results from caffeine can be death even within hours.
Oh, my God.
Now, do you remember when I posted information about the doggy treats that contain xylitol?
Yes, I certainly do.
Yeah, because that, I mean, it's back to everybody needing to read labels carefully.
The first one, if it's made in China, don't buy it.
Yes. Yes,
but the xylitol, that's in our gum. I mean, if you're chewing gum with xylitol, watch where you put it.
Oh, and there are candies. And, you know, so many of these poisonings have taken place. The owner doesn't realize what happened. You put your pocketbook down on the floor with the gum in it or the candy.
Right.
And the dog noses around and eats it up and chews it up. And, you know, nobody has any idea what it is that poisoned them until you have to really search carefully.
Well, I can remember when my retriever got into my purse, got one of my prescription bottles, and somehow the cap came off, and he had a whole bunch of them in his mouth before I could, you know, reach my hand down his throat and scrape them all out. But, you know, it was like $300 later.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over the telephone, too. I mean, I had to pay $300 to a doctor who was an expert on this sort of thing to tell me whether I needed to worry about him or not. And so, people, we've got to be careful with our dogs. And it was a medication that we didn't need to worry about him with,
okay.
Fortunately.
That's
but $300 later, I found that out.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible because, you know, to go sit and do the research when you're terrified that every minute counts.
That's exactly right. And and I was.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do the research myself.
Yeah, I know how you love your little babies.
But then we go into walnuts. You know, almost everybody thinks that dogs can eat walnuts. And think about all the cookies that we get at Christmas time that have chocolate chips and walnuts in.
Oh, and all the nut bowls that are put out at Thanksgiving?
Exactly. And
Brazil nuts are toxic also?
Yeah. What's toxic also?
Brazil nuts.
Brazil nuts, okay. And so, folks, if it's a nut, you don't give it to your dogs. I guess you don't give it to cats either.
No, and cats are more sensitive than dogs are, and of course they have a much smaller body mass. So they do not metabolize many things as easily as a dog will. They're just different, delicate little creatures. And the thing to be careful with walnuts for your pets and for yourself is a lot of the time there's a fungus that gets into the walnut shell and then mold grows on it. And I'm sure everyone has bitten into a nut that tasted, that's usually the reason why it is like that.
Well, it's amazing what a walnut can do to a dog. Vomiting, trembling, drooling, lack of coordination, lack of appetite, and jaundice indications such as yellowing eyes and gums. I mean, it's just amazing what a walnut can do to a dog.
And what's really scary, though, is it can take several days before the dog shows the serious signs of illness.
Oh, my God.
You know,
and then what can be done afterwards? I mean, several days. You take your dog to the vet and say, what's wrong with him? I mean, how does the vet even know what's wrong with him?
Well, I think I have to put some more information on my site. I have to expand my site and make up an outline for a basic first aid kit for our pets. Because what you can do if you're concerned, you can have milk thistle, a Silymarin, Silibinum, a combination milk thistle formula on hand. It could be a capsule, it can be liquids, they're all different forms, and that is something you would want to give your pet. In Europe, for years, ambulances are equipped with different medications, and one of them is, you know, an IV-available form of milk thistle for people who've had mushroom poisoning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Very liver-protective.
Uh-huh.
So that is, you know, one option. There are others, but that's a goodie for for people and for pets, for kids that are going to raves that might have ingested something there that could be toxic. You want to protect your liver.
Right.
And then as we go down these lists, I mean, chocolate has gotten a lot of exposure. I think a lot of people have heard about it. And then sometimes I'm just astonished when someone tells me, I never heard that.
I am too.
Yeah, so, you know, chocolate
but
is
I was
poison.
Astonished that I had never heard about macadamia nuts. I mean, that's amazing. They make chocolate very well known throughout the mainstream media, but they don't do a show on macadamia nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there's so much that people think just is not important, and that's why our country's in the condition it is, because everything's important. They have
exactly.
to pay attention.
And so many people these days, there are a lot of women who chose to be activists and fight for, you know, women's rights and peace, and they chose not to have children in order to do this. And so now that they're getting older, they have their children in dog suits.
Yes.
And these animals are as important to some people as children are to other people. And, my God, we've got to know what to do so that we don't kill our dogs.
Definitely.
Now, my little puppies love apples.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when I eat apples, I peel the peel. I cut it up so there's no seeds or anything. I give my two dogs apples. Now, are apples bad, or is it just the seeds that are bad?
It's the seed and it's the peel that is bad, because the peels of your fruits retain the pesticides, the waxes, all of these coatings that are toxic. The big scare about 20 years ago about ALAR. ALAR was a systemic toxin that was, you know, that was applied to apples, but it didn't stay on the outside. It became part of the fruit.
So you can hear the music. We're going to have to take a break. You're listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com. I'm talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff, and we are talking about making sure your pets are safe and understanding what you may have been unconsciously feeding them that could kill them. So please be back. We're going to run through a few more of these, and we will see you on the other side of the break. This is Rumor Mill News Radio on the Micro Effect Radio Network, and we will be back.
Today's show is brought to you by LifeQuest World Corporation, a life science company that is dedicated to significantly improving the lives of its family members, associates, and distributor organization. We strive daily through our own research and development laboratories, as well as our professional association with one of the world's leading botanical research centers, to provide human beings with solutions to many of life's unanswered health challenges, infusing proprietary science under the scrutiny of good manufacturing practices and adhering to the efficacy of pharmaceutical protocols. LifeQuest products are effective, safe, and superior within the marketplace for nutritional supplements and consumables. LifeQuest strives to present a whole-minded approach to better living by putting equal emphasis on an improved lifestyle, freedom through financial reward, and the enhancement of the human spirit. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long. This show is brought to you by the makers of JC Tonic, the Youth Solution. First introduced to the market over 60 years ago, the Youth Solution's 18 bidirectional herbs and 6 vital minerals emphasize balance and longevity, counteract stress, improve endurance, increase physical and mental energy, stamina and circulation, and detoxify and maintain cellular health. Try the Youth Solution now and join the thousands of consumers experiencing life-saving results. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long.
Boom! Boom!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
There were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More!
You are listening to The Micro Effect. Microbroadcasters covering 194,000 square miles and bringing the people's voice to little towns all across America.
To look younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's
646-498-5309. Please. Welcome back to Rumor Mill News. This is Raylan Allen, and we're talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff, and we're talking about foods, human foods, that can be toxic to the furry family members that we all love so much. And I think all of us know about apple seeds and cherry pits and peach pits and pear pits and plums and apricots. They contain cyanide. And so don't leave a nectarine or an apricot around. And Robin, had you finished talking about Alar and what, you know, the dangers of actually feeding the peel to our dogs?
Well, the difference with the Alar is that it's part of the fruit, so you can't peel it away. And this was such a big thing when it came out, because I remember stores claiming, oh, it's safe, you don't have to worry about it, after the first reporting was done. And then, lo and behold, it came out, no, this is a systemic fruit contaminant. You can't peel it away. It's part of the whole fruit. I don't know if they still allow it, but you have to remember, there's something called the circle of poison. And what is not legal to be used in the United States is sold to other countries, many third world countries, many poorer countries, and many of these countries receive the product with English labels, and the workers can't even read the label properly to know how to protect themselves. So you see cases of cancer, deformities, many illnesses in the farm workers and in their children. So we re-import, you know, the product, the produce, the vegetable, fruit from these countries, and that completes the circle where it comes back. So the new country of origin labeling, which is referred to as COOL, is very important. And I have harassed stores for over 20 years about this because it is such a big deal. The other thing, just as I'm reviewing this, Ray, there are two forms of vitamin B12, and the best vitamin B12 is sublingual, to put under the tongue. Now, there's a methylcobalamin, which is safe, and there's a cyanocobalamin, which is made from cyanide. So I would be very careful about not having an accidental spill of that one, because that could also be harmful for your pets if they were to ingest multiple pills.
So in other words, when you're taking your medications, when you're taking your vitamins, make sure that you don't drop any on the floor, because if your dogs are like my dogs, it'll be in their mouths before you even have time to pick it up.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you've got to have a separate room for taking vitamins.
Yeah, you have to realize what's good for us might not be good for them. These could be hazardous. The other biggie that I know many people are aware of is cooked bones. Cooked bones can splinter in the intestinal tract, perforate the intestine, cause damage, rip up the esophagus. So you don't want cooked bones, and you also must be sure, you know, when the weather's great and people are outdoor barbecuing and they have the grill lined with aluminum foil, and that foil catches all the drippings, and you throw that in an open trash basket, and your dog can go in and dig around, and that'll smell great, and they'll chew it up. And the aluminum foil will have the same effect as to tearing up their intestinal tract, aside from being toxic from the aluminum.
But, you know, a lot of people, I have to admit, I do feed my dogs chicken bones. But if you saw the chicken bones that I feed them, you know, they're all ground up. You can't even tell that they're bones.
That's not comparable.
After I cook the chicken, I pull the bones out and put it through a blender. And
wow.
So, but I do believe that chicken bones and the bones of anything is really good for your dog, especially the bone marrow.
Well, it's got to be broken down. And one of the highest forms of collagen, and they use for human supplements, that chicken breast white clear part.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very, you know, high-quality collagen supplement that can be absorbed by our bodies and our dog's bodies. Just have to watch out for those bones.
Yes. Well, I do. It's still just amazing. Like, raw egg whites contain a protein called avidin, and it can deplete your dog of biotin.
And your dog, and for people that do raw food diets, they have to be very careful of that. You know, there are many things that sound wonderful, but you have to look a little deeper and do your research.
And, of course, many people believe in raw eggs. And, you know, I have friends that literally put a raw egg in their dog's food because their dog likes it.
Yeah.
But in this day and age, with salmonella poisoning, you can't afford to give your dogs raw eggs anymore.
I agree with you. I mean, that is too risky. And even though they feel that the egg yolk contains enough biotin to prevent the deficiency,
mm-hmm.
you don't know if you have more than one pet, who's eating what and who's getting what. It's just not worth it.
Oh, wow. I just looked on the list, and pennies.
Yes,
pennies,
isn't that scary?
Contain zinc, which cause kidney failure and damage to red blood cells. A dog that consumes even one penny could die if the penny is not removed. How horrible.
Mm-hmm. And
how many of us, I mean, I never even thought that a dog might pick up a penny and swallow it, but that's
sure.
definitely possible.
And then you go to zinc supplements or a lot of the zinc candies that you take when you have a cold.
That's right.
You know,
I mean, that's one of the most popular things around for people to take. Oh, my God, I have a nasal spray that I use that has zinc in it. And my stupid dogs, if they can get to anything, especially my nasal spray bottles, they've already chewed up one.
I remember.
I've got to make sure that I put every single thing away. My dogs are turning me into the neatest housekeeper you could ever imagine. I used to have... My coffee table was all full of junk because that's where I work. I work on my coffee table. Well, it's no longer full of anything. It looks like I cleaned my house waiting for a house showing or something.
Oh, gosh, yes. They inspire us to go to lengths that we would never even consider.
Yes, not for ourselves, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's one other little piece of information I'd like to share that's not on these lists. That I have found out, and unfortunately it was too late for my girl. And there's the combination antibiotic of amoxicillin and clavulinate, and that if your dog has any history of having previous liver problems, 60% of people will wind up being hospitalized after taking this drug combination, amoxicillin and clavulinate. And 8% of patients have died within 6 months. And my girl had liver damage previously, which healed, which I stabilized and normalized. And this drug was just too much. And doing further research, there's a wonderful book that I highly recommend. It's called Trust Us, We're the Experts. This is going to be an eye-opener for everyone who thinks they are so well-informed. And for those that don't know what's going on, it's going to be a biggie. But in this book, I found an article here that was describing research that is published in your top-of-the-line medical journals. And there was an instance where the reports that were asked to be submitted by the pharmaceutical company on amoxicillin, they paid the researchers to write the articles. And the journal, which is supposed to ask for disclosure and then not have conflicting interest, used the articles that were paid for by the pharmaceutical companies and rejected the article, the one single article that was written about the hazards of amoxicillin by a researcher that did this on his own without any funding.
Oh, my gosh.
And unfortunately, I have to find out that this is something that they have been aware of for a long time. And it's not just amoxicillin, and it's not just this combination. There are so many other drugs that are dangerous for us and our pets. And sometimes, no matter how much research that you do and how much checking, the information is buried. You know, there's a concerted effort to block your access to the real research that took place.
I agree. I was talking with Barbara, who you know,
and I
was asking her why class action lawsuits have not been, started worldwide for some of these drug manufacturers and chemical manufacturers that kill. Their products kill people.
Yes.
We have long histories of the products killing people. And I mean, you know, certain people think so badly of the trial lawyers. Well, let me tell you, I think the trial lawyers, when it comes to Big Pharma and Dow Chemical and people like that, Monsanto, they're not doing enough work. You know, sometimes I have a feeling that the trial lawyers are allowed to operate in just a very small area,
well,
that they can't go after the big guys.
Yeah, just like our journalists.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely right. We don't have journalists anymore.
No,
sure.
Everything is compromised.
Now, we could go into what you can feed your dog so you can be absolutely certain that the dogs are healthy. But I can also put that up on my site so that people can actually get these recipes, because I would like to talk about this light machine. And we've only got about 20 minutes left, and I'm not even sure that you can describe this light machine that I used, because I believe it was the light machine that healed the dogs and brought them back. Of course, I did use another tool. I used a tool from Biogenesis, which is a tool for removing toxins from the body. And so I used that tool on the dogs, and I used the light machine, and literally, whatever day it was, because the weekend was just a blur for me, but I think it was all day Saturday. I used this tool on the dogs, almost 24 hours straight. I, you know, slept with them on the floor that night.
Yes.
And, so what is this light machine? Why did it bring my dogs back to normal in half the time that the vet told me it would take, and all the expert articles on the internet said it would take 48 hours, but my babies were back in 24 hours.
Sure. The way the LED far infrared heating lamp machines work is by increasing circulation. When you can increase circulation, the blood flow, the blood flowing through your body brings all the vital nutrients and removes the waste products, which filter out into your lymph system, and, you know, there's the whole cycle of bringing healing and removing the toxins. When this is speeded up, you have dramatically quicker results. Now, I was just at the Photonics West conference in San Jose, and if this was the SPIE, S-P-I-E, portion, and there were many people speaking about low level lasers. Very few about the LEDs. I don't think the enormous benefits of LEDs is recognized as widespread as the low level laser. But light, that common denominator of light, which our cells communicate with, it's amazing. And you look at our culture, and we are so deficient. We're not outside. We're using sunblock. We don't get the proper light. So when you have a machine like these far infrared heating pads, and you apply it to an area of the body, there is research that has been done, which is why NASA sent LED equipment into space with the astronauts to help them heal more rapidly. This research has shown that your cellular response, and our cells are these little engines that have multiple organelles inside the cell cytoplasm. So you have a cell wall in the center, you have that nucleus, and then surrounding the nucleus, there are different little organelles. One of them is called mitochondria, and the mitochondria is fascinating in that it makes that energy fuel that runs our bodies. So what was shown with the testing is that the mitochondrial production of adenosine triphosphate can increase from 150 to, in instances, up to 400%. So there you have your rapid healing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yes.
And I saw what it did to the dogs, and I also saw what it did to after I had the surgery to remove the roots, the teeth roots.
Yes.
Five of my teeth were knocked out in that accident.
I remember. Yeah.
And it was quite horrible.
Well, here's an example. I have a patient, a young man who was about 23 at the time, and he was having 4 wisdom teeth removed.
Mm-hmm.
So the dentist was not comfortable using homeopathic injectables, so I made sure that I got him a folder of research to review, and he injected the extraction site with Traumil, which is also a good remedy to have on hand. You can buy it in all the health food stores, the Traumil drops or tablets and the cream. This was the injectable form that he used. So he injected all 4 extraction sites, and the patient used the far infrared heating lamp on his face over the areas where the extraction was. And at points during the day, he also, you know, used ice to keep the swelling down. Well, the next day he went back to the dentist, and the dentist was, let me be an understater. The dentist was quite surprised because there was almost no evidence of swelling 24 hours after removing wisdom teeth. But you would think that this would have then stimulated the response by the dentist to, well, give me more information. I want to learn more. It was just the opposite. He was uncomfortable, and at a later time when I contacted him for a problem for myself, he referred me to somebody else. He didn't want to treat me.
Oh, my gosh, I can believe that. Well, fortunately, I've got a dentist who is totally open to everything. And, you know, he worries, you know, about when the ADA is going to sue him and put him out of business. And a lot of the natural dentists do, you know, walk a tightrope in trying to do the best for their patients.
Well, mercury has been proven to be toxic when used in dentistry, first the Scandinavian countries, then the European Union. There have finally been some cases won about that in the United States. So we can hope that it will disappear as it should.
And, you know, somebody just told me something about the ADA just recently, within the last few months, put out something that mercury is toxic and they're not supposed to use it anymore.
Yes.
I haven't heard about that. Have you?
Yes, I saw a report about that. But for that to trickle down to your average dentist,
I know.
I don't know when that will happen, and I went through listings of dentists in the Albuquerque area, and there, I probably called 20 different offices,
mm-hmm.
and I asked, do you use mercury in your practice? And 18 of the 20 used mercury.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. It may take forever, 20 more years.
Well,
it, you know, it'll probably take this whole batch of dentists that are out practicing now. It'll take them to retire and then the new ones that have come out of dental school. But then you sort of wonder what new deadly things are the medical schools going to be teaching these new dentists.
Well, yes. Unfortunately, when they have bioidentical materials to work on your teeth instead of the plastics, that will be the safest way to go about it. But a lot of the plastics that are used and a lot of the liquids that need to be applied so the plastics can adhere to the tooth, that stuff is very toxic.
And we haven't even mentioned fluoride. I mean,
oh gosh.
Fluoride, my God. When you scrape something off the inside of a fertilizer chimney, and it is so deadly toxic that you can't even dispose of it, you know, underneath the environmental laws that we have, so what do? You make a deal with all the cities all across the world. Here, we'll sell you some of our fluoride, and we can put it in your water in little tiny amounts, and it'll be good for your people.
Mm.
Who
well
in
said.
The world was the first person to talk a city into doing this? I do know that the dentist in Canada who started fluoride in Canada, the fluoride water treatment, suddenly woke up and now he's trying to stop it. But here in my little town, some organization gave us $25,000 or $50,000 to create the plant that will fluoride our water. And of course, we citizens of the world, we attacked it two different ways. First, we attacked it, we don't want fluoride. That was defeated because the state of California has mandated that we fluoridate our water. Well, then we attacked it from another way, and it is, you shall not add medicine to our water. You shall not medicate us. And we've won so far on that one. But, you know, I just don't know how successful we're going to be keeping fluoride out of our water.
What a scam, you know, something that they would have to pay to dispose of the hazardous waste.
I know it.
They get, you know, they're able to sell and make money.
Well, what is really frustrating is there's a congresswoman, I think she's an assemblywoman here in California. I'm not going to name names, but she's someone that I have really admired. She was one of the ones that was shot down in Jonestown. She went along with Congressman Leo Ryan and was badly wounded. But I have followed her history, and she's really a woman that in many ways, even though she's a socialist Democrat, I really admire a lot of the stands that she has taken, except this one on fluoride. This one on fluoride is so out of step, well, almost out of step. But anyway, I found out why she passed the law in California that we have to fluoridate our water. Her husband has the contract for transporting by truck the fluoride from these factories to the other states.
Oh, my God.
And so I don't know how she can live with herself. I really don't.
No, I agree with you. It's tragic. And people drink the fluoridated water, give it to their pets. They bathe in it. They breathe
exactly.
it in.
And one of the things that I know that it causes in the elderly folks, you know, like you and I are getting up there to be the elderly folks, Robin, but it causes, it leaches the calcium. And so if your grandmother is living in a town where they fluoridate water, and if she is drinking the fluoridated water, and she falls and breaks her hip, you can probably blame most of it on the fluoridated water and not osteoporosis. Well, fluoridated water causes osteoporosis.
Yes. Yes.
Now, Robin, in addition to this light machine, you found a water filter that takes fluoride out of, takes chemical fluoride. It
yes.
leaves natural fluoride, but it removes the chemical fluoride.
Well, it removes 60% of the chemical fluoride, the one that you don't want. And the links are on my website, and you have banners on your site. What I wanted to touch on, because I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, we've only got about 5 minutes left,
yes.
So please, quick.
With the light machines, anyone who would like more information is welcome to write to me at my website, healthfreedomrights.com. There's a contact us link, and I will send you information, the specifications, a picture of the unit, and be happy to answer any of your questions. Anyone that has any questions for their pets, contact me. I always make time for pets. I'm a big softie for pets. The important thing I did not want to leave out is the cleaners that are used in your home. You have to get rid of all of these toxic products. There are safe things that can be used. I use Dr. Bronner's Castile soap with water and with a cup or two of white vinegar. That cleans well. The floors are clean. They're safe to walk on barefoot. Your pet can lay on it. You don't have to worry about the chemicals. There are cleaners that are safe for your clothing, for your linens, for your towels. You have to keep all of this in mind. You spray your house with pesticide, you're polluting the environment for yourself and for your pets. You spray your lawn outside with pesticide, the same problems. But all of this is much more hazardous to our pets. They're closer to the ground, they lay on the ground, people throw food to a dog inside the house on the floor, and the floor has been cleaned with these toxic products. It becomes this far-reaching octopus that has its tentacles in all aspects, carpet cleaners, dry cleaning, that off gases. You have to be conscious. You have to question everything. You have to read labels. And you can be encouraged knowing that the healthy choices are all there, all available, many of which you can make yourself. You can go to Google.com and look up furniture polish and make your own mix of olive oil and other simple ingredients.
Exactly. And we have come to the end of the hour. That went by too quickly. We could probably have gone on another hour. And we will at some time. Thanks, folks. You've been listening to Rumor Mill News Radio, and my very special guest was Dr. Robin Falkoff, HelpFreedomRights.com, HelpFreedomRights.com. Check out her webpage if you're interested in any of these things we've been talking about. Email her. And Robin, thank you so much for being a guest today on Rumor Mill News Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for the important work that you do, Ray.
Thank you. And I will be back tomorrow, same time.
In between your brows.